listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. They say it's
and Tati is brought to you by the Six Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
So long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song. My song. I've been on this road for way too long.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Monday. You know we talk all things Abaco on Monday, but we got a little twist for it today because we got Abaco in studio. We got Roscoe Thompson in the house. What's going on, Roscoe?
Right here, Naughty. How you doing?
Good afternoon, I'm good, man. Good to see you. You're looking good. So we're going to have a great conversation on the flip side of the break. That's brought to you by John Shoes. And obviously, you know, Roscoe and I will touch on Abaco, but we're going to touch on a lot of other things, too. All right, and if you want to chime in, the lines are going to be open. Here's how you do it.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612, and of course, stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right. Now, like I said, me and Roscoe got lots to talk about outside of Abaco. It's all about the headlines, and let's check out what's going on in the 242.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the page of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out. Both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. New arrivals in stock right now. Both of those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check them out online, finethreads.com. All right. Big headline. Is Merlion wins. And that's his name. I know we like to say Is Merlion, but it's Is Merlion. I-Z-M-I-R-L-I-A-N. As a Z-E-N-I-C-A-N kind of guy, I hate the butchery. I love it as being part of Bahamiana because I've got 50 million nicknames off my name, and that's good stuff. But in this case, man, we got to pronounce it right, man. It's Is Merlion. Now, I want to be honest with you. I just learned the correct pronunciation about 25 minutes before I came to work today. Thank you, MJ. But yeah, court awards $1.6 billion. $1.6 billion. Senior government official used in process. Finds Chinese companies fraudulently pushed Is Merlion out of Bahamar. Money to complete Bahamar diverted to purchase Hilton Hotel? Say what? Destroyed by Candia Dames. A New York court has awarded Sarkis Is Merlion's BML Properties Limited $1.6 billion. And I got my pinky up like Dr. Evil. $1.6 billion. Against China Construction America, CCA, and affiliated companies, finding that China State Construction Engineering Corporation, Bahamas, CSCECB, committed material breaches of the party's investors' agreement by request subcontractors, but instead used it to purchase the Hilton Hotel in downtown Nassau. Boom! Roscoe.
What you say?
Give me your take on that, man.
Wait, Naughty, that's a lot to take in today. You know, I saw it when it came out yesterday, and it seems a commission inquiry needs to be put into effect. They need to find out and get to the bottom of this as soon as possible. But it's a shame. You know it was coming after what happened many years ago. with the Bahamar deal, and to see it now come to fruition. This administration, and, you know, people say, oh, well, it's not this administration that was in power, but it was the PLP that was in power back then. And I'm going to say this on the air. I at that time, I think our Ryan Pinder, the Attorney General, was Minister of Financial Services. I don't know if this happened before or after this court filing, but as the Attorney General now, wouldn't that be a conflict for him to step in and give advice?
That's a very good point.
So that's where I think that, you know, the opposition as well as the rest of the Bahamas needs to push for a commission of inquiry to be opened into this allegation of
what? Wait for it, because you know it's coming. If we had a proper Freedom of Information Act, we wouldn't be going through this book. Almost said a joker's word. But we wouldn't. We'd know.
And I agree. I said that yesterday on Facebook.
And let me tell you something. Let me just show you how the world is watching. I got delayed coming back on Sunday. No fault of my own. My uncle airline name. It wasn't Bahamas Air. So you're all safe. It's all good. Uncle Norty still love you all. So I had to come in this today, coming from a baseball tournament, travel ball tournament. In Charlotte now, overnight, and that's my comedy stomping ground. Let me call up some comedian friends and let's have a chat. So a couple of them came to hear me. We sitting down, talking, having a brewski, catching up. And here come the jokes on FTX. S. Samuel Bankman-Fried. I said, well, I'm not done finished. He's in jail. But Diddy, because they close by and they're in jail. No Diddy. And, you know, we got the jokes going on, but they still cracking jokes. And then, of course, they brought up the whole Is Merlion situation. And I'm like, in the age of the internet, nothing's safe now.
No.
And when I used to talk about brand damage, people, oh, you're over-exaggerating. That's not going to affect. It does.
It does. It does affect the Bahamas. That's been coming into this country. You know,
they look at us with a side eye because we have a bad reputation. It precedes us.
Right. And what does it say? I mean, I think in one of the articles it was saying that, you know, there was a senior government official involved in X, Y, and Z. So what happened during that time? What deals were struck for them to get X, Y, and Z, allegedly?
Yeah.
Or, you know, what happened? And what it does to us now as a country, looking for investors to come in here, they're like, man, it's better for me to go somewhere else in the Caribbean where I don't have to pay off somebody or, correct, you know, I'm going to get.
We got an opportunity, but remember what they did to Ismerlian? Yeah. Remember what they did to this one? It comes back up.
It does. It's just a black eye to me on our country in general. And I hate to say it. I know that we have some allegations here and there when opposition's in power, or the FNM per se, but I've never known the FNM to be tied up in something so blatant and so corrupt in my life. And I'm going to call a spade a spade.
Man, listen, that looked like, you ever watch that mafia movies? Mm-hmm. Where they get in court, the police say, put it in the bag, Charlie, put it in the bag. And they're putting everything in the bag trying to get out. Mm-hmm. That's what that reminded me of. Put it in the bag. Let's mm-hmm. go. We'll figure it out later. Mm-hmm. Greed, hoggishness, and here we are. And I know that's not a word, but we Bahamian, we make words. And if you all butcher my last name and Sarkis' last name, well, heck, I could say hoggish or hoggishness. But listen, that's why hats off to FNM leader Mr. Michael Pintard, because he's doing what he's supposed to do, call for a probe.
Yeah. And even
this is ridiculous.
Even Senator Darren Henfield, I know on one of the social media platforms, also called for a commission of inquiry. And that needs to happen. I this is a prime example. And like you said earlier, the Freedom of Information Act, the Procurement FOIA Act, all of that. I mean, if we had that in place, this foolishness that is now coming up in the papers in 2024 would not be happening, because they would be held accountable and there would be transparency in what's going on. So kudos to Michael Pintard, Darren Henfield, and the opposition. They're doing what they need to do and keeping this administration's feet to the fire. Now it's time to push for that commission of inquiry.
I wonder if this administration knows that if they were a little more forthright with society and the remaining media in general, it wouldn't be as difficult. because in their own right, they criticized the previous prime minister for it, and he deserved it. Mm-hmm. The way he handled the media and handled answering questions. So I can't, you know, he did deserve it. But now the hat is on your head, and guess how y'all carrying on? Y'all deserve it too.
And you know me.
Can't get a straight answer nowhere.
And
we lead the leagues in runs, misspokes, and misappropriations.
And I was one of the first under the Minnis administration to call them out, as well as you and many others, in what they were doing wrong. But now that the shoe's on the other foot, you have this administration that thinks it's okay. We are not a communist country, my friend. We are supposed to be a Westminster or some sort of democratic society of a Westminster system.
Well, we got to pick this up. We got to get to the rig, but we're going to finish this conversation. Still got to talk about, I'm off and I'm getting reports of murders, police officers accused of rape, fatal car accidents involving tourists, BPL, and more. Look, until I see it, until I feel it, I got to call BS. Listen, I had to have two iced teas the other day because I wanted MJ to go pay to open the bill because, you know, I can't do it. And she was like, nope. You got me the last time. You got to do an adab too, like iced teas before I opened it, and then I did open it.
Didn't go down.
I had a blood rush. You have a head rush. Yeah. I had to sit down. Yeah. I had to, you know, it was a moment.
And this government's broke. I mean, we found out even from the local government standpoint, they yanked all our money out of our accounts. You know, and they didn't even leave the money in there to cover certain checks that we have issued.
Well,
they left us with $1,600, Naughty.
So you said he broke.
No, we broke. Local government broke.
No, I mean, but you said this party broke, though, yeah, right? And the country almost broke, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's amazing that what's going on. And as bad as we talked about the previous administration, when we look now at what's going off, we're worse off now than we were, and we had a pandemic and two hurricanes.
All right. Well, listen, before we get to the break, don't forget we got to, maybe, you know, maybe the brokenness is why he keep hearing rumors of infighting in the PLP. Yes. I can leave that till after the break. And then I heard about reparations, too. Hmm. And that's one thing I got to give my prime minister, man. He was so serious about reparations, he caught a flight out of town to go talk to the world about reparations for us. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Listen, Naughty, I tell you the truth. I don't know if this, you and this fella, your guest, I don't know the fella, but he sound a little conky Jewish.
He's got Eastern Road heritage. He's off the Eastern Road.
Light skin. I don't know.
It's a lot of lightness in here today, man. So what's going on? You got a problem with that?
No, I ain't got no problem with that. I got a problem with the propaganda. Let me tell you why. If the FNM could call anyone over corruption, and one of the four FNM before the court right now and allegations of Stephen and Ian Ovi go to jail, the FNM can't call no one over.
Hold on. No.
The PLP doing.
But wait a minute, no. Time out. 1 second. With the same conviction, I have said that the chips fall where they may with that situation. And no, I've said it on this show. Okay. No, I don't know, Breeze, because I can put it. I've continuously said, let that fall where it may. Because if you do fall, if you do ish, you need to get it. So if I could say that about him, I could say it about anybody else because I'm a voter and I pay my taxes.
Now, see, Naughty, you see, that's why I said it one-sided. You see, I ain't saying the chips ain't gonna fall where they may.
But I know every time I march the PLP corn, you call me. You'll be right there waiting. You'll be there down, like Doc Prescott. Here we go.
Naughty, you don't let people talk. I see that.
No, when you're coming at me, because I know you have jaded perspective, I can call you on it.
I'm coming at you and this migrant skin fellow.
Oh, but hold on. Now. You sound mighty racial there now, so I really feel like you rapping PLP. But anyway, go ahead. Let me be quiet. Go.
I say, Naughty, that you can't have booger in your eye and looking at other people booger out your eye. And to top on that, we can't talk, but this could give us no more black eye than another because...
I knew it was you. That's why I said it like that, because I knew you was going to come skipping in. I knew it, and you fell for the bait. I knew it was you. Go ahead.
Let me finish.
I know, but just give me meat, because I know when I drop them words, when brand damage, you was coming through the door. I knew it was you. It does.
The highest office in this nation, the highest office in the Western Hemisphere, the front runner for that office is a convicted felon awaiting to be sentenced for rape.
But what happened? But hold on. What happened to that MP in Abaco? Any up on rape charges too?
I
you stuttering. You sound like a 50 trying to start up now. I'm.
The part the part bottom guy called the captain black.
Right, that's why I calling you out for calling fool too. Peter's no better than Paul. Have a nice day. Bye. Listen, Mr. Producer, you saw as soon as I said the word brown damage, phone light right up, right? Because months ago, that same brother right there, good dude, you know what I mean? He could rep who he want to rep for. But he can't call BS on me without me calling BS. That's what I'm saying. Because he was instantaneous to jump up months ago. It's not going to, and use the same words. It's not going to give us a black eye, end quote. I got memory like an elephant and other body parts too. Now, let's get back to the call. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, Roscoe.
Hey, what's happening, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
You know, to the previous caller, you know, you could have a booger in your eye and you could call somebody ouch, you know. But also remember, there's the same person who has booger in their eye and calling somebody else out. Just as you have the right to, you can also call that person out for the things that they have done. So we got to start the process somewhere, because guess what? A whole lot of this mess goes across both sides of the political landscape.
Agreed.
Where each other point fingers at each other, but no one is better than
But Jeff, hold on. How long have you listened to this show? How long have you listened to this show? Have you not heard me say, let the chips fall where they may in relation to Long Island and that situation?
Exactly.
How many times?
And the chips are, Naughty, are falling where they may, regardless of whether we like it or not.
Correct.
The bottom line is, whatever you do in the darkness, it comes out into the light. Now, let me move on to this Bahama situation. You know, as a former employee of Bahama in the beginning stages under Sarton, these allegations that was put out there and spewed by the former PLP administration, many of us have come out into the public and actually, although we could not speak in great detail about what we saw on the ground and heard in the realm of Bahama at that particular time, we could not speak to it because we signed NDAs. I'm going to tell you, some of us still came out and gave hints about what we saw on the ground happening and what we heard on the ground going on. So this whole fiasco right now is no surprise to many of us because we have spoken to it, but yet the government, and I'm going to be very salient about this, there are aspects about this matter that the government has been allegedly, no, I won't even use the word allegedly because this is the perception by many of us. They have deliberately deceived the Bahamian public on what was going on at Bahama. And I can also say to this case, you know why the Bahamian people are so passionate about this Bahama case, especially the former workers? Many of us have been treated properly by the Bahama grouping under Sarkozy's Merlin. This is why the love is there and the respect is there for him and his team. And it is so sad that the Bahamian people fall hook, line, and sinker when people who were on the ground at that particular time was telling people that things aren't exactly the way that the government has presented its case to the public. It is not what it was. But our people are so politically polarized that they were not listening to the people who were on the ground who gave insight and gave some inkling as to what was going on the ground. They didn't listen to us. They rather listened and believed the rhetoric that came from the political party. But I am happy this case now has finally hit New York, and many of the aspects that Bahamians were unaware of have come through this case through New York, and more is to come. Listen, you talk about the chips falling where they may. I am waiting for the last shoe to drop, because the shoe that we really want to see drop is for many of these persons who are behind the scene, who has helped to perpetrate this nonsense, and their names, even though you call it in the public sphere here, you're looking at intimidation and stuff. I am waiting for that to drop on the next side so they are really called to justice. And I'm just going to leave my commentary there, because I can tell you there are many of us, we are in touch with each other from the old Bahama and the Sarkozy's Merlin. We are still talking. And I can tell you, we are rejoicing about what's coming out of this case. All these things that was hidden from the Bahamian people, all it speak to, I am happy. I am one who is happy for Sarkozy's Merlin winning his cases left, right, and center. Thanks for taking my call.
And Jeff, on a side note, I heard they took the rainforest from me and you, but especially for them comedy shows. So trust me when I tell you, in my own selfish little way, I'm happy to get blow through on them. Roscoe, what's your take so far? Okay, we'll get to the other two callers right now.
No, hey, listen, going back to the first caller, you know, saying to Conky Joe, listen, first of all, I'm a Bahamian, and that's what comes, you know, and like I'm with Naughty. Let the chips fall where they may. Just because I say this administration or that administration, at the end of the day, right now, the PLP's in power, and they're the ones that have to answer, not Michael Pintard.
And to the previous caller, too. I mean, I like his spirit, man. It's all good. No, but listen, at the end of the day, you're going to call in and say they can't talk about each other. If there was a proper Freedom of Information Act, a proper Procurement Act, then Pintard would not have to call for a probe because information would be there, and then he could do what he needed to do.
But he has a nerve to call in. But Brave Davis also has scandal with this in his name over the years. I won't now, alleged.
But hold on.
With some things.
The irony.
Now, here's what gets me. But he's prime minister, so I cannot say anything about him in the government. But I could say something about Minnis? Come on, man. Get yourself.
You got to be objective.
I'm going to be objective.
That's why I like to pride myself in being an equal opportunity effer-upper.
You know, if you do wrong, I'm going to call you out. If I don't agree, I'm going to call you out.
But did I call it out, right? Who always like to bust my chops on this? You talk about it's not brand damage. And we talk about, and this ain't corruption, a court awards $1.6 billion. Senior government officials used in process, finds Chinese companies fraudulently pushed is Merlion out of Bahama. Money to complete Bahama. This is like an Ocean's 11 episode. All right? But listen, when the prime minister, the current prime minister, became leader of the PLP in opposition,
he was a deputy prime minister.
Correct. When asked about corruption in the Barry Christie administration, this is what he said.
The Christie administration did what they thought was best. The priorities and choices made was what they thought and I thought was best at that time. The label of being corrupt, I reject out of hand. Because I'm not aware of any of my colleagues in that cabinet having come.
So,
court awards $1.6 billion. Senior government official used in process. Finds Chinese companies fraudulently pushed is Merlion out of Bahama. Money complete Bahama to complete Bahama deal diverted to purchase the Kilton Hotel.
Who has the power to do that? At that time, who was the power to do that? The party that was in power, which was led by Perry Christie? Deputy Prime Minister Brave Davis and the cabinet. They had to come to a conclusion in cabinet for that to happen.
Let's get to the break. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Royal Bahamas Defense Force officers deployed to Haiti. Police to begin anti-crime operation in Anglesey today. Hurricane Oscar has a minimal impact on Inagua. And all we mentioned before, that and more, as we continue the Monday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads with Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes, coming up right after this.
Flavored Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavored Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get icy,
and Percy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at COM.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anathol Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic. You don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance Friday, October 25th, 8 p.m. happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for the Softball Jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade! November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Well, my addition to Talking Heads, yours truly, Naughty, in your company up until 6 p.m. Roscoe Thompson with me for the first hour. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yes, Roscoe and Naughty, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
This is the Doc. I'm coming to you, Joe, from Long Island.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing? Hey, Naughty, the guy is correct, you know. He says that it's not a black eye, you know, because I think he's talking about the Progressive Liberal Party, not the government. Because once you've been listed as corrupt, yeah, I don't think you can go any worse, even though you can use words like venial, degenerate, and iniquitous. But I think it's just saying, for the public's sake, he's correct. Once it's worse than being a corrupt organization. So don't confuse talking about government and the party. But, Naughty, what you have to do is you have to look at this and all of the incarnations of the Progressive Liberal Party, at least for the time I've been home, going back to 2002. Ask yourself, who was the Financial Services and Investment Minister when the Bahama deal came about? And the hotel, who was the law officers who act as the...
Connect the dots, like we always say, right. Just connect
them. It's the same person who acted as Attorney General at the time that they flipped the script on Ismaelian.
And wasn't it, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Ismaelian initially invited by the Christie administration to come and develop?
Yes, that's what I'm saying to you. But there was a financial service secretary, happens to be the same lawyer, who was at this time. What happens was in 2002 to 2007, the PLP previous attorney general was financial secretary and investment.
Mm-hmm.
Their law firm also represented the sale of the assets for the hotels that was there on the beach.
That's correct.
And made a significant profit while they were financial service investment. In fact, Mr. Ingram is what ended up doing the 2007 election. They came back as attorney general. But what also happened is you see the connection, the thread that goes in, who was the attorney, who is the law firm, people can ask. Let's say people can ask, who's the law firm that's paid $1 million to accelerate the FTX license that happened under this administration? then you have to get access up. Under the previous Progressive Liberty administration, who was the Financial Services and Investments Minister? Well, that's the current Attorney General. And so the complexity...
Same old faces in different places, eh?
Right. So what happens is this absolutely calls for a commission of inquiry, because this seems
correct.
To be a revolving trend. For every time the F&M come in, they have to seek to clean up what the PLP left behind, the image damage tarnishment. This is what the governance in the sunshine was all about, Hubert Alexander Ingram. And this is where you say freedom of information. We need laws on transparency, accountability, integrity, anti-corruption, and freedom of information.
Correct.
But you can't get... Have you ever pick up a lemon and try to get orange juice out of it?
It never got happened.
So that's why you can't, this administration, get transparency, accountability, integrity, anti-corruption, or freedom of information. They're telling you that we only put that in there for the sake of putting it there. But let me just not keep this long, but Donnie, notice this. The kettle can call the pot black. The F&M is the kettle. Because if you know the story between the what they call the pot calling the kettle black, the two were sitting on a stove, and the pot kept saying to the kettle, you know you are black, dirty, and everything. And the kettle was able to say, look, you remember in the days when you used to have the black pot and the kettle used to be the shiny silver thing? And the kettle had to remind the pot, it's your reflection that you see, because I'm shiny as can be. So the pot was looking at the kettle, calling the kettle black.
Bada bing, so, bada boom.
So when you hear the defense of the Progressive Liberal Party about wanting everybody to be dirty and charred and disgusting as they are, it's because they are looking at kettles. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, man. That's a good one. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Let's get to the next one. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's popping, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah. On the next hour. But listen to me, y'all. Yeah. The thing is about this story about the Ismarillion, right? The thing is, I the Punch. Remember the Punch, right?
Oh, yeah. My good friend, Mr. Ivan Johnson,
yeah,
the late great.
I used to be in the Albert Wheeler of Nikki and Catherine Kelly. I can't remember who documented it. But some body wrote for Ivan, and I missed the Punch, because sadly enough, we always dismiss the Punch, right? The punch. But if your name appeared in the Punch for being on the extradition list, you would have become afraid, right?
Correct.
But they used to discredit the Punch. But you don't believe all of it. I read the information. In this case, this information doesn't surprise me about who the court ruled in favor of it. I'd read this story years ago in the Punch, you know. And what it showed me, from what I could remember, was the fact that this CCA, right, was overbilling Ms. Marillion, because, you know, when you're building a project of that size, the building was going up in increments, and as they go up in increments, he would bring in an appraiser. And there was a great disparity. I can remember the figures, you know. It was like something like $390 million they billed him for, $390 million, and it was only, they billed him for $1.1 billion or something like that, and it was only about less than $400 million worth of work the appraiser said was done. So when you... Just you could go. I don't even know if you could access this information online. But I'm telling you, we need to go back. As much as people discredit the Punch, I thank God for the Punch. You know, this is why they hated the Punch, and they always try to discredit the Punch.
Ivan was brilliant in his own right.
But this, I don't know why people are so surprised about this ruling. Because when you read the story, you can see the bandulu that went on. I'm glad you all brought up the
bandulu. I ain't heard that word in a while, but
yeah, but boondoggle and all. Listen to me, Naughty. I don't know why people are so surprised with this ruling. It just doesn't surprise me at all. The Punch is clear about this, and you read the story. If you read the story for yourself, it is self-explanatory as to what went on with that project. It's nothing new. And some people just disclosing the affiliation with one another in Riri. This is nothing new. This is all the kangaroo system, man. So I don't know why people are so surprised. Bless up, yeah.
All right, 52, let me get a couple of texts in, and then we'll get to this other call, and then Ross will talk. I'll go. Naughty, investors beware, especially while this government is power. Absolute nothing will happen under this corrupt administration. Naughty, this feels like a Gestapo administration. Naughty, can't you see the PLP will always continue to deflect? Wow. Got some more coming at you. Naughty, as long as the PLP in power, no inquiry will happen. Trust me, none will happen. Hey, Naughty, that big building on Cable Beach was rewarded in one of them. Oh, yeah, you mean the one by Goodman's Bay? Did it look like a castle? Yeah. Naughty, you shouldn't waste time on these PRP cronies who can't see any wrong in what this government is doing. That's why they picking peas out of you. Know, stupid people are not being objective. So, Roscoe, where we at, man?
Right here, man. Just tugging along, tugging along.
Let's get back to this. What's going on in Abaco? But let me get this call in and talking heads.
Hi, Naughty. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I have something to say to that gentleman that called and referred to Mr. Thompson as yellow man or yellow skin man.
Conky Joy, believe.
No.
Manga skin.
He may be cool with you, but you see, that's the ignorance in him. All right? If he had just an iota of Mr. Thompson's education and experience, he wouldn't be calling no show and talking the nonsense he's talking. When you can defend corruption, it says a lot about you. I wonder where he work. You think security check him when he coming out? Huh? Because if you could defend foolishness, I have corruption, and I hope he's listening. I honestly hope wherever he is when he's coming out, any Bahamian that can today defend the nonsense that is going on in this country under this administration, sir, madam, y'all please stay far, far away from us who want better for the Bahamas. Okay? You know, one time I was coming through New York, the airport, and you know, the TSA, you know, they go along the line and ask you, oh, where you going? Like, Bahamas. Oh, we need to check you. You know how bad that made me feel?
Man, listen, I know how you feel, because from 2001 till about 2015, I was on that stop list, because I did a show in Alabama in November 2001 after 9/11. So I thought in 2015, when they stopped that, right? They're like, no. You still got to come here, because you still Bahamian and you still beige. Come over here.
And they can talk nonsense, but not damage. Roscoe is right. And yeah, Roscoe has yellow, and yes, I love Roscoe. Now you go figure out what color my damn skin is. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you for that call. Oh, Roscoe, you got him fired up today.
Boy. But Naughty, it you know me, I never say or bring up race or anything.
No, we are Bahamians, man.
The bottom line is we're Bahamians. Our political persuasion or what we decide and choose is a right of every given Bahamian.
Correct.
I mean, and I have a right to speak out against this party just as I did against Menace. I have.
Does it even, you know, you and I'll be like, buckheads back in the day, little bit.
I mean,
come on.
You know, I was just reading something that somebody wrote, you know, and it's so true. Hubert Alexander Ingraham said, just give them time. The PLP will
cannibalize themselves and mess it up. They can mess it up.
You know, and it's coming to fruition. Yes, I mean, I butted heads with our former prime minister, and today we have a great friendship and a relationship over it. I respect the man, and I will say this. You can touch and feel what that man did in this country. And that's the bottom line and when it comes to that. You could look at Abaco and see what he did for Abaco and what he put in place. You could see the roads here in Nassau. I mean, that's development. That's moving our country forward. In 3 years, what roads have been paved in Nassau?
Boy, they got some craters around. Let me get to these couple of texts. And if we got to go over a little bit in the 5 o'clock, that's fine, because we got to talk Abaco as well. Naughty, tell these VIP junkies, get off your show. Thanks. We, the public who knows what was going on, is not surprised. We are happy that they got called out and that he got justice. That the PIP got called out and is Merlin obviously got justice. Overly generous with the land grant for Bahama. This makes one wonder, why is Merlin had no win here in this country under the regressive Liberal Party? Wow, regressive. Naughty, did Garden leave or Royal Bahamas Police Force Johnson deny the voice note with his voice? If he didn't deny it, why are we waiting on an investigation to happen for a person who can't deny the voice note on the WhatsApp? Listen, I can't answer that. Because the commissioner of police told us weeks ago not to talk about that. Don't bring that up no more. It's being investigated and under, you know,
What investigation's being done?
I guess they're waiting for it to happen, but he said don't talk about it. I'm going to talk about it.
All right.
We won't. Dexter, you trying to get me whacked there. You relax yourself. Let's get to the phone line. Talking heads.
Naughty.
Yes, sir.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
GNN, what's Roscoe? Going on, brother?
What's up? Good afternoon.
What's happening, Roscoe?
Right here, man.
Conky Joe Roscoe.
Yeah, man. That's
hey, GNN.
That's my new nickname, Conky Joe Roscoe.
Hey, GNN, you know you're my brethren, but make it quick because I got two calls in before we get to the break and producer.
What I call to say is any behemoth, nationalist behemoth, defending either side of the parties, security need to check them when they come in from way. Security need to check any one of them who say there's anything because you know why? I put the two-party system. Bring me your manifesto. Bring this. Well, them two parties been bringing manifesto for 51 years, and look where we are. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, GNN. Let's get the last one. Talking heads. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, Roscoe. Sorry, I had to call.
Turn your radio down just a little bit, Jeff.
I omitted two very important aspects that we must look at, and I'm happy 52 brought up one of them, you know. The other aspect that we have to look at is that Mrs. Merlin isn't even considered to be a foreign investor. Mrs. Merlin has lived in this country from he was a teenager. He has permanent residency. He still resides here in the Bahamas. Okay, so he's not even a foreign investor. And, you know, it is just sad when we look at the track record of what he has done in this country in the short tenure when he had Bahama under his purview. Look at the 2,000 employees that has actually marched for him, for what they claim that the Bahamas government had done against the Bahamian people and has done against this man as a whole. 2,000 Bahamians marched for him, and it's surprised and shocked that the government...
So didn't they say at that time because they were supposed... Didn't they say at that time because they were so surprised and shocked that was paid for?
Say again?
Didn't the administration at the time try to paint that picture as you guys marching that y'all were paid to do that?
Well, Naughty, I could tell you from the ground. And see, this is why I'm so passionate about this thing.
No, and that's why I'm glad I'm hearing from you. Because I remember you was on the ground with that. You were very vocal from then till now. I agree.
Exactly. I can tell you that was not a paid exercise. In fact, I can tell you that I personally know of three employees at that particular time who had actually approached me personally, to talk about how to organize that march. And the only reason why I didn't even participate in it, because of my position at that particular time. Secondly, I had signed NDAs and I was not going to get involved. However, I told them where to go, who to see. If they were really serious about this, this is where you go. And I can tell you that thing was organized with no money put down by anyone in the Sarkozy's Merlin administration that I know of. That was not a paid by themselves, because they loved what Bahama represented at that particular time. They loved the fact that Mrs. Merlin and his administration at that particular time was treating Bahamians as with the dignity and respect. In fact, he being who he was a hands-on person. He would see you first thing in the morning. He would come and he would greet you. He would put his arm around your neck and have a one-to-one conversation with you. That was the type of man that we know Sarkozy's Merlin to be. But these guys out here who don't know nothing, who have not been on the ground, just listening to the false rhetoric, trying to paint this man with a negative brush, it is not going to happen under those who he has positively touched while he was there at Bahama. But thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Jeff, man. I respect your passion. I know how you feel. All right, we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break, you got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Get to the news, and then we go over a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour, wrap things up with Roscoe, talk some Abaco, talk some artists, and then we got to talk sports. Jonquel Jones, WNBA MVP. Josh Chisholm in the World Series with the Yankees. The Dolphins lost. Yes, we got a lot more to talk about in sports. Don't touch it.
You ain't no good, Naughty.
Yeah, that's why they call me Naughty. You
can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they learn.
with fine style, with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just the fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. The fine style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
We, no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! Happy Monday! Soy Joe Cuban Willie Bagaju with my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Monday. I got the 3-ball for Joe. The 3-ball today. 3, 8, 2, 3, 8, 2. That's your lucky 3-ball today. Play it and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Sixth Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distribution Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. along with Roscoe Thompson. Going over a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour, then Pearl will be joining us to talk sports the rest of the way. Real quick, let me remind you, Joker's Wild open again, reopen. Our vacation is over. Oh, God, it was too short. Open every night, Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open 8:15, showtime 9 p.m. sharp. And like I told you, it's all good. You got that great local rate, 2-for-1 on the locals, so take advantage of that. No reservation required, and we're located between the Carlton and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis, all right? And performing for the next 2 weeks over there at the Joker's Wild. Hot lineup, man. Some of the Dirty South's funniest, all right? You definitely want to come check them out, man. We got Mr. Bankshot doing his thing, along with first-timer over there at the Joker's Wild, but looking forward to catching her set as well. Michi Davis, so be sure to check them out. You are shooting in the building, so definitely come get your laugh on with me and my comedian compadres over there at the Joker's Wild. All right, let's get this call in real quick. Talking Heads.
Okay, it's still the hotel or sports now?
We still wrapping up a little bit of this, you know, hot political stuff, and then we can jump into sports. Who's this?
Okay, just your boy. Anyway,
hey, what's going on, your boy?
My boy. The guy bring up, okay? Yeah, this is the irony. That fella get in next month, and him being a present hotel owner, I don't think he's gonna have a good view of our present administration.
Now, this is the same hotel owner who bought Resorts International
right.
for penny on the dollar and then flipped it to Merv Griffin for hundreds of thousands on the dollar.
Yeah.
And who's been bailing out Trump Plaza and Trump Towers for years with bankruptcy, right. But yeah.
That's right. The same fellow, but he is a businessman, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue of us being in business in this country will take on a whole new view if that guy gets in.
We suffer international brand damage in its residual. We don't get it. Sometimes you don't feel it today, but you get it later on when it comes back up.
Hey, are you going to be a kind of proxy for their ongoing war with China?
Man, listen here. You don't even. That's another show for another day.
What's the next show altogether?
There you go. Have a good one, bro. Good stuff. All right, let me get these texts out of the way. Boy, you're all hot today. Naughty C. Allen Johnson and Hubert Minnis have copies of all the Nassau punches. I know a couple other people who do too. That's good stuff. What else? As a Bahamian, he should be glad Roscoe did not reply and say, "Your mom." Naughty, like your caller said, it's ironic that Trump's name comes up if he is voted in and being, like I said, I agree, your call is on, especially with the business, with the hotel portion. Naughty, you had me until the Dolphins lost. Sorry for my brutal honesty. I apologize. Is that Naughty talking about not bringing up color and race? I almost dropped my tea. Yeah, that's me talking about color and race, as I always do. You should check your grip before you drop your tea and waste your tea. And I know who this is. This is a Caitlin Clark fan. Oh, God. But see, let me tell you, like that text is said, and I had a text to make a good point. I didn't read it. I was supposed to read it. Let me find it, because it was funny, and I can relate to it, too. Naughty, as a Bahamian, wait, hold on, where it going? Naughty, I'm Bahamian. I have white, yellow, conky, John, black, but I'm still Bahamian. Conk salad, you like me, mix right up. That's what they're saying. So I can mash everybody going. Forgive me, it's one of the cheat codes that I've been given in life. You know, it's one of the, I can play in plenty of arenas. So at the end of the day, check your grip. There might be something wrong with your hand while you drop that iced tea. Because, yeah, just as I bring it for Caitlin and why, I'll bring it the other way. Right? You know, I'm an equal opportunity kind of guy. So, Roscoe, what's going on in Abaco?
Hey, we're still there, man.
Thank God, no hurricane damage.
No, but, you know, we're waiting on our drains to still be cleaned. They assured us. Listen,
never mind.
This government is so reactive and not proactive.
My God.
You know, and it gets me. It's mind-boggling. You have the government, not the government, the shelter, that they're putting all the trusses back up, except the middle section still does not have any trusses, so I don't know what's going on with that. But we had a meeting with the new formerly DRM or DM in regards to certain things with the storm and what happened. And, you know, one of our major concerns in Abaco is, you know, we're a low-lying area, and is our drains. They have not been cleaned since Dorian, and they still aren't. And, you know, you have a minister of Family Island Affairs who came up through the local government. His eyes only seem to be focused on Ministry of Works. You know, I think he needs to start paying attention to a little bit more about local government and what's happening, you know, throughout the Bahamas in regards to that. You know, we also found out that most of our funds were yanked out of our bank account.
How so? You mentioned that earlier, but how does that happen?
We were under the impression that we were returning so much money that was not spent. At the end of every year, they can come in, and money that isn't, you know, used, they can take back. You know, that's just how it works. So our chief counselor signed the thing in the administrator, and the next thing I know, our bank account was wiped out. $1,600 left in the bank account for local government. Went back to the treasury, all $200,000 plus. Now we're in the process of building our own local government office there in Abaco. And this is what I don't understand about this administration. Why did you not leave that money and say, okay, use that towards your capital project and getting your local government building finished? That would have been a...
And it's not finished, correct?
No. And that would have been a feather in their cap because it would have shown that they also contributed to it. But in other words, they took the money. Now to try to get money back from Simon Wilson? So
I went to school with Simon, but he's tight.
I know. And
with his own money. So with other people's money, before he meet me outside.
We had projects on the line that were... Money was accounted for. Now, when you total up everything that we have, we still have a little outstanding balance, and I won't get into how much, but, you know, they need to return that money. You know, something needs to be done, and it just blows my mind. We are not a proactive government. This government is not proactive. It is reactive. It reacts to everything that goes on. Rather than being proactive, It's dumbfounding. But Abaco's right there. I mean, they have a town hall meeting this week in regards to a development down in outside of Sandy Point next to the airport. That would be nice to see how that goes with the, you know, environmental, you know, with all the environmental issues, and hopefully that they can do the impact assessment and, you know, see what happens and make sure it's not detrimental.
We still got a company driving out of hospital yet, and it's illegal now.
Well, when you called dealing with it, just scraping
the
and
bare minimum,
sand,
I'm talking about the overall thing and just the bare minimum impact investment, you know, a survey and a 10-year effect and a 20-year effect and
bare minimum,
the water bed, come on, water top table. I mean. And into the rock.
And think about it. You know, now you have him buying BPL or being a part of that group of doing that. So now
more connecting to the dots.
Now he controls the fuel in the country. Now he controls power.
I hear in solar too, possibly one day.
Well,
and maybe LNG.
I hear it's coming, LNG. So
the tentacles are long.
What's going on in our country? Why did they not open up public shares to the Bahamian people, not this $50,000 that you could buy in and get into there, but average shares so the average Bahamian people could have bought into their own power station.
Let me tell you, Lord bless the dead, one of my good friends, very good person I worked for many years at the Zoo Nightclub, Mr. Brian Arner. We lost him way too early. Brian had a great saying, and this is so applicable to this administration. It's like naughty. Piggy, get nice and fat. Hog, go straight to the slaughter. The hoggishness of this administration could lead them to the slaughter at the polls. Well, and they're blind to the fact.
Well, look at it. You have
because you don't want to have a conversation. You don't want to give information. I mean, it's like you like the Sopranos. You thumbing the finger under the chin, like right there. Stigats, take it. You know, like I'm not going to tell you nothing.
Just look at the headlines in Guardian. Just look at all in social media going on. How do you have this happening with this administration, this PLP administration, where all the 2000, when this deal went down with Bahamar, now they're overseeing and they're going to make a response? I mean, come on. That's like the sheep watching the wolf watching the sheep.
I see you sliding. What's going on, Pearlie? Help me segue this into sports. What's your take on all of this?
It's amazing. You know, I heard the prime minister. I read the prime minister's statement today where that he would ask the attorney general. But the attorney general is the same one who got the issues with FTX. When Bakeman wrote him telling him he could tell Bahamas they could take their money out of the portal before liquidation and all that. So how do you expect to be any transparency? Let's get an independent person who the Bahamian people trust to investigate and come back and give us a thing and let the chips fall where they may. When the government said they was going to investigate roads and parks and all that, the opposition said, okay, let's take it from when roads and parks start all the way to 2021 and let the chips fall where they may. Ain't nothing happened. There's no transparency.
And again, you know, I appreciate everybody chimed in and called in. We got one more take. Let's take this call real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. How you doing?
Now, what's going on, Anton? All good?
Right.
Anton, why are you calling me at 5:18, Anton?
I've been holding for a while, Naughty.
Well, I know it was you, man.
Yeah, I know, man, already.
That's not because you know I ever talked to you about the Dodgers can be a Yankee.
Hold on, Anton, I hear you're a Yankee fan, man.
Say who?
See, I know you had a saving grace about you. I know there was a saving and a good quality about you. So what you got for me today, man?
Yeah, is that where our Bahamian baseball star is?
Jazz Rodgers-ism, of course.
Yes. Okay.
Down there at third base, buddy.
Most definitely. I support them full 1,000%.
Mr. Producer, mark this show down. This is the second time me and Anton have agreed. Check for tsunami data.
Roscoe.
What's up, buddy?
You said something a little earlier, right? And it was taken the wrong way. I don't know if you meant it the way you said it, but where you referenced and you said that that one thing you can say about the FNM never got itself involved in any situation like this that is shaping up with this court matter with I'm talking about earlier, right? I believe that that's double-edged sword, and it's sharper on one side than it is on the other, although both sides of the sword are sharp, right? Simply, I said it simply because, you know, you had a situation where the entire cabinet of Bahamas was created a fraudulent signing, which was revealed by the Guardian, I might add, again, under the Minister administration. And I believe you all know what I'm talking about.
Could you be a little more specific,
Anton? The Oban signing.
Huh?
The Oban signing.
The what?
The Oban signing.
Anton! Yeah. You even know you better than that one, Anton.
No,
bringing me a C game. I ain't talking to you in months, and you bringing me a C game?
But Nutty,
dear Jesus.
That was a fraudulent matter, and the former professor admitted to it, and he apologized for it as well.
Okay, but now what's your... Okay, fine. That's a good point, Anton. I mean, that's true, because guess what? In all fairness, I made a video referencing, you know, Family Guy Peter to the Peter that signed the contract. And now you couldn't realize I wasn't... Okay, come on.
Hold on. I didn't hear you, Nori. Could you repeat that?
I said, but now, Ben, I say in all fairness, I mashed minutes going on that, too. I made a call this video on it. I'm not going to deny that fact.
I'm not saying you're not an equal opportunity provider.
There you go. But now, that's a little bit in the past. What's happening today is, in the big headline in the same Guardian you're talking about is Meridian wins... Court awards $1.6 billion. It's Merlion. It's Merlion. Not Is Merlion. Is Merlion. That's you and a couple others who messed that up. Addison Maynard Gibson. How are you, Ms. Gibson? Anyway, senior government officials used in process. Fines, China Daily, Is Merlion. See, you got me doing it again. Out of Bahama. And then money to complete Bahama diverted to purchase Hilton Hotel. Who was the administration at that time?
Hey, Naughty, I want to end on that point.
Okay, good.
What I want to bring back to recollection as it relates to this whole matter involving caucus. If you all can recall, and if you don't recall, there was a period of time when the recession was taking place, right?
All of you on your C game again, man?
Just help me out, Naughty. Help me out. Caucus had all of his funding in place for his project, right? And then you had the stop, review, and cancel policy that came about of the Ingram administration, right? And that stop, review, and cancel policy, coupled with the timing of the recession that was taking place back at that time, caused for Sarkis's great and big financiers to pull out.
So there was no demand by the CSCECB, breaches of the party's investors agreement by requesting $54 million from BNLP to pay. Where is that playing? So that had nothing to do with it. That's what I'm hearing?
Hear me out. And so when that happened, that system exposed. And so it took at that time, once the Prime Minister Ingram made up his mind to support the project after his top review and cancelled to Hong Kong and arranged a new set of financing for Sarkis, right? At that point, that pushed them out of the picture entirely. Now, I'm not glossing over what took place under the Christie administration, right? But when the renewing of the funding took place, that took place under the Ingram administration, right? And by that point, Sarkis had lost all of his footing in terms of ownership, all of his footing in terms of funding, because he needed $200 million to bridge him. $200 million
And I remember at the time crying for Prime Minister Christie to please put that gap that he needed, that top gap measure of 200 million, and the Bahamian people would have been in on a win-win-win-win-win situation with Bahama. But Christie did not see the wisdom in putting the government.
All right, well, Anton.
Behind that 200 million that caucus.
Hold on a minute. Anton, you're not being 100%.
Let him finish, Bertie. Let him finish. You finish, Anton? All right, go ahead, Pearly.
Pardon me, Pearly?
All right. You're not being 100%
honest. Let Pearly chime in, Anton. Let Pearly chime in. Go ahead, Pearly.
If Ingram was so much at fault, why did they rule in the favor of Ismarillion, and why are they naming a government official within the Christie administration who got $2 million? The son of a government official got $2 million. Let's talk about that. Don't worry about what's Let me finish. Ingram is no longer prime minister. Minister is no longer prime minister. And in the words of Fred Mitchell, fix it. And you guys started to fix it. Your prime minister was the deputy prime minister when all this
went down. And Purdy, to that note, I appreciate Anton.
Stop trying to spin this. Let me interject this
right here. In all fairness, Purdy, Anton, and I can quote him, just said, I'm not going to deny what happened with Ismarillion and that situation but you know who did deny it? This man right here. Listen up good. This man denied it. Listen.
The Christie administration did what they thought was best. The priorities and choices made was what they thought and I thought was best at that time. The label of being corrupt, I reject and reject out of hand, because I'm not aware of any of my colleagues in that cabinet having committing any corrupt.
And I'm glad you didn't deny it, but obviously that's a denial of Ismarillion wins, court award, $1.6 billion, senior government officials used in process, finds Chinese companies fraudulently puts, I hear you, but let me finish, and money to complete Bahama diverted to purchase Hilton Hotel. That's what that's denying to me right there, and you were DPM at the time, and you said it as leader of the opposition on the election. So no, Peter is no better than Paul. You can't change history, Anton.
Hey, Naughty, I'm not, like I said, I'm not glossing over anything that took place under the Christie administration. I'm simply reminding all of us in the conversation of how the funding came about and how and what eventually led to Ismarillion losing his funding, his foothold for funding, which led to the collapse of him as the visionaire of the project. That's it. So, Pearly, I'm not glossing over whoever official was named, right? But the Prime Minister current, Mr. Davis, if you would note, Naughty, I'll end right here. He said that he is not aware of any of his colleagues that sat in the cabinet. And if any of you all can provide any information regards to any of his colleagues, inclusive of Mr. Davis, who sat in the cabinet, who had any...
Well, why is it? Obviously, it's been proven because he's getting all these rewards. What is court awards, $1.6 billion then?
His former attorney general was trying to put stores in the store and using her connection to get stores in the store.
And don't forget Jerome the homie for the busing contract for your old man.
No. You have emails from a former minister that asked for contract for his old man.
Can you hear me, Naughty?
Yeah, go ahead.
Minister Pearly, former deputy prime minister, Mr. Brent Simonet. His businesses
just like Mr. Wilson, and I got to cut you there right now, like present day. Brent ain't no better than Mr. Frankie Wilson, okay? There you go. Brent Simonet is to the FNM what Frankie Wilson is to the PLP. And then you know, Mr. Wilson, I'm a fan of both you and Mr. Simonet. Anybody who could flip that money and make that money, I'm out of y'all. And Mr. Simonet still driving that red broke-down truck. So what are you talking about? Peter's no better than Paul. Just like Jazz is to the Yankees, Mookie is to the Dodgers. That's what Brent and Frankie Wilson are. Jesus, God.
While I want Jazz to do well and I put for him as a Bahamian, I like the name on the front of the jersey. So don't get mad at me if I don't pull for the Yankees. I'm a Dodger. I've been a Dodger for 50 plus years. I want Jazz to do well, but he should have been on my team.
Well, you could get beat then. Don't worry about that.
But we got plenty of sports to talk about.
You got him coming for you as a Dodger fan.
Roscoe, I appreciate you.
Roscoe, I know how to.
I'm a Yankee fan, my brother. So don't even come
around
me.
You outnumbered me at the day, boy. Big time.
I might beaten, but Lord, when I win, my mouth is beat two times. I will become
listen,
that guy.
Don't be that guy. We either way, don't be that guy.
We Dolphin, we Dolphin fans, so we know what it is to lose. So you'll know what it feels like just as a Dodger fan.
Anyhow. We can talk sports on the flip side of the rig. Roscoe, appreciate you, man. Great show today. Good stuff. And everybody who chimed in, called in, texted in, good stuff. And
I'll say this. So getting from what Anton was just saying there, he's blaming Ingram for all this. And that for them is what I'm gathering from his cancel review project. You know, did we ever have anything of that with Atlantis when Atlantis was being built? No hiccups there, hey?
No.
Okay.
And who got Mr. Kirshner and family to come here years ago in the first place?
Yeah.
Anyhow. Good stuff, man. We talking sports on the flip side of the break. Great stuff, everybody who chimed in. The Monday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Knowledge, I see. I got to get to the break, bro. I'll bring it back.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and is finger
drive as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well,
you are invited to the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium, October 23rd through 28th, 2024. Bringing the action will be the national teams from Cuba, Curacao, Dominican Republic, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Tame Bahamas. There will be three games daily from October 23rd to 27th, and the championship gold and bronze games on October 28th. Don't you miss it. The 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Save the date, set your alerts, and be there.
November 2nd,
because we are ready.
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, Kid, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is the one and only Don John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, Music Group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break, Kid, Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo.
Boy, I need you from the New Breed Mind.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your boy, DJ Ref.
Christina, Funky D.
This is your girl, Nishi Al As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasHeatTickets.com. The countdown is on. Ray, Can't Scrape Explosion. The
Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Perlissimo. I got an interesting fact for you, Perly. Do you know that Chad Johnson saved 83% of his 48 million NFL lines, Spirit Airlines, and wearing fake jewelry and eating at fast food restaurants?
No,
Is that smart business acumen? Chad Ochocinco, is that smart business acumen, or is that like just being cheap? tight.
I think that's a touch of, that's a little of both.
Little of both, eh?
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that he's being frugal in his spending and making sure that he has money for him and his kids and for the future, I can live with that. But Lord, my dear, fake jewelry? Come on, man. That's, you don't have to buy no pile of jewelry.
But at least buy a couple of legit pieces, eh?
You know, you don't want to put on a bunch of it to look like you got it. And you're like, oh, because that, you know, I got you. But I mean, I respect him being frugal and not spending his money stupidly like a lot of our athletes in those days have done.
Yeah, a lot of people blew their money now. More blew it than kept it. All right, let's get to this call real quick. Let's get this out of the way. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's going on? Big Chief.
Before we get to sports, I don't understand why we spend so much time on this Ismerillian stuff, because, and then you got this one calling to the fan and that one calling to protect and everything else. When you see two slave masters fighting, the slaves need to stay out. Stay out, okay? And let one kill the next one and then figure out how you can kill the one instead of
share God.
That's the way you're supposed to handle this kind of stuff. That's all I can say on that.
Ah,
okay?
Jesus.
Because y'all got all kind of house secrets.
Boy, Kansas City and Georgia have been on the same weekend, and here we are on a Monday.
Listen to me. Not just that MVP.
Well, I knew that. I knew this call was coming.
Yeah.
Even though, and I, listen, no, I got to say congrats to John. Got to say congrats to John Crowell. You know, not just for winning, but can the MVP, because you know they were going to try to get after anybody else out of the house. Okay.
No, but in all honesty, they couldn't give it to Brianna because she choked in early games. And then Ionescu was 1-18. As much as I love Ionescu, Kobe disciple, John Crowell was a steady, consistent picture doing big things, man. So, no.
Exactly.
And she played defense throughout.
So now she got a league MVP.
Because Nafis Collier is no easy cover.
Hey,
Nafis Collier from the Lynx is no easy cover. She's bad girl down in the paint.
No. I mean, so honestly, you know, big ups to her. Congrats to her. You know, and I hope Bahamians celebrate this just as much as we celebrate all these other things. Okay? Two, let me say it. I was wrong. And I wasn't wrong because I was wrong. I was wrong because I just wanted something different. But, yeah, it is the Dodgers and the Yankees. So you and Pearly in Civil War. Lord, y'all need to have a good bet on the radio.
We can work it out.
Somebody need to do something, then somebody...
By the time the series start, we will have that bet in place. Correct, okay. Pearly? We talk about it today.
Correct. Right?
Yeah, because listen, we need one, because we got this done. Friend of the show. He still ain't paid his bet from 3 years ago.
He's a dolphin. 2 years ago. What you expect?
This is true.
But now...
He's not a true dolphin.
But listen, let me just deal with something...
He's a dolphin in disguise.
Let me just deal with something real quick here, all right? Mm-hmm. So... Because I've heard this all weekend, and I don't understand the shade and some of the snide comments directed toward Jonquel. She is not a citizen of Bosnia-Herzegovina.
No.
She got money to play for the national team and dual citizenship because she played in the European Basketball League prior to Brittany Grenier getting in that issue with Russia. A lot of them going back to Europe because they pay well. So at the end of the day, she's Bahamian.
Does anybody care when Mark Knowles got 2 passports and everybody else got 2 passports?
What about Rick Fox?
Okay, thank you. So I'm
on.
Yeah,
What about Frank Rutherford? Frank got 2 passports for years.
Okay, I hope she gets the same level of celebration that she deserves that we then gave to everybody else. Okay, because at the end of the day, she is one of us.
And she's done something that no other Bahamian woman has done. Win a WNBA championship and MVP at the highest level.
She's done what no other Bahamian has done, winning the MVP at the championship level. Who? Which Bahamian has done that?
Not just that. Okay? Okay?
And everybody conveniently forgets that.
Right?
Even them Caitlin Clark fans.
First team WNBA, but 4 or 5 times. At the end of the day, but no, this be convenient to forget us for other things. But you know how our people go. But we got to be better than that, bigger than that. I always tell people, stop getting in people's business. Celebrate what people's work is. That's all. Be over.
That's all. I agree. She should get a parade. That's how they gave Michael Thompson. A little rally and this big this woman.
According to Google, do we agree that Google is a good search engine?
Yeah.
Jonquel Jones, nationality, dual, Bahamian, Bosnian.
Yeah.
So stop kicking up dust, people. Yeah, she's got dual citizenship.
And the bottom line is she doesn't represent Bosnia. She represents the Bahamians. Even her customized tennis shoes represents the Bahamas. Everything she does not deny who she is. Her nickname on the team is Bahamian Beast.
Yeah. So listen. I mean, she come and sit down at my little place out west. We'll sit and watch the games. You know, I ain't calling no names because they're advertising on your show. So, but you know, she comes home. She does what she has to do. I'm proud of her. I'm really appreciative.
We need to give her the love. I'm proud of her. We need to give her the love.
All right, let me give it. Yes. Can we just say this? Can we just say this and just discover it over and done with? Texas found out, right? Because they did something else. You know, there's a thing that says something around and find out. Yeah. They got around and then they found out. Okay? And they ain't. They still got to play Tennessee, and they still got to play Ole Miss. So watch Tennessee end up with 3 losses. All that noise. We played both their quarterbacks and beat the pants off both of them. Okay? That Georgia defense is clicking. It's clicking. Okay?
So what I liked about them is they, when Texas came out in the second half and started to make it, they didn't panic. They just took a deep breath and say, hold on, let's recheck and put Texas right back in check.
All right.
And Kirby had his boys prepared to play. And if he had done that same thing against Alabama in the first quarter, we'd be looking at an undefeated Georgia team. Okay? But it is what it is. Now, let me be honest with you.
Make it quick, man, because I got 3 calls. And he's my boy, but we got limited time.
It was in the studio in Guardian Radio for another show on Sunday on the radio watching the game. Okay? So we ain't played good yet, and we 6-0. Lord, bring Mahomes, get it right. That's all I can say.
You heard it
first year. And I'm pulling for the Yankees so they can never pull for the Dodgers.
Smart man.
No problem. I love being by myself.
Let it, bro. Be safe.
I won't be that guy, and I don't need no help when
I
don't worry, baby.
I got plenty of people who can pile on, boy, when the Yankees win this one. Talking head.
Hey, what's up, Nani?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, buddy? Hey, what's up? Congratulations. John Glasgow Jones. But Nani, you know, you heard this? You heard LeBron saying that the game is rigged last night?
Listen, I also said LeBron was talking about fouls in the other day about Bronny. Fouling him too hard. He's just a kid. And the league, some other, you should play tough defense or whatever. But who's flopped more than LeBron?
Yeah, that's what I said too. I said it on Twitter last
night. He's flopped like a fish out of water.
He said it. I said, who, you know?
And who's crying more? You remember when they lost to Boston, he was all over the floor stamping and rolling around like he had cramps?
Yeah.
Vegas this weekend, what they did do is sign Quincy Olivari, which I think is a big pickup. From
exactly.
Xavier.
To the G League.
No, they gave him
to the Roma. They signed Dwight Howard to a 1-year contract.
They gave him a 2-way. They gave him a 2-way deal, but he's going to be more up in the league than.
But that means he's going to the D League or G League.
Yeah, but listen, that might be primarily. He do some time there till they figure things out. But at the end of the year, at the end of the day, he's going to be on that roster. He's one of their better players right now.
He better. Bro, he
wants
to go to the G League.
Bro, anyway, we know why he ain't going to the G League.
Yeah, that's a pearly reaction. Is that you think? Brock Purdy will get a sports tour. Now he's losing a lot now.
I don't know if it's so much on Brock, because he didn't look bad as a quarterback. I think the problem is too many injuries in 49ers, and they just got too many injuries.
It's not always
the best team that win, you know. It's always the healthiest team.
That's a good point. Hey, Knowledge, good stuff, caller. Let's get them all. Be safe, man. Good stuff. Hey, Knowledge, listen here. I am going to start with the LeBron talk like I consistently do. I'm not going to throw Bronny under the bus. And no, I'm not going to call him the Prince because he ain't done nothing to get that title. Just like he probably didn't do nothing to get the King yet. Because 4-6 in the finals, you ain't no King. Only the King are losing. But anyway.
4-6 or 4-7?
4-6.
Okay. All right.
He ain't going to be no 4-7 because he ain't going in no more. Now, you know the LeBron jersey picture from years ago when I was right next door at Hot 91. And that's been years. When he used to wear Miami colors, right? When he went running, chasing a title in Miami. And Nowitzki schooled him the first time. And Steph Curry owned him a couple of times. And there was not one, not two, not three. That didn't work out, so he ran to Cleveland. That picture back then, prior to all that foolishness, right? I just want to make sure. All right. Oh, you on the phone, eh? Okay, but put knowledge on the phone, man. Let knowledge come through. Let's not text this knowledge. Let's talk this, man. What's going on, homeboy?
Naughty.
What's happening?
Everything cool. Hey, Pearly, respect, man. What's going on?
Hey, my brother. All is well.
That's excellent, man. But Naughty, I was just calling. And I mean, you and Pearly do the stats and the breakdown and all of that. I'm glad you mentioned it. But there is as much as you diss LeBron, right? Is there a photo of you in a LeBron jersey?
I lost the bet. And it got lucky. You got lucky.
But I'm asking. And there's only one person between me and you, and I'm sure you deleted it.
No.
Go ahead and produce a photo.
Hold on. It was you and Big Mike. Both of you all. I took a white jersey with Big Mike. I took a red jersey with you, or vice versa. But I firmly remember another time when they didn't win. I had the whole show for a day to throw you all under the bus. You remember that one, right?
No, I don't recall.
Because I record all my shows. I do.
I don't recall.
Bruce Wayne, will go in the study tonight and pull that from the files. If you want to drop the pictures on Guardian Radio, go ahead. But then I will replay that show on my show right now.
Pearly, your boy had the armband, the headband, and the LeBron jersey. I remember.
Pearly.
Okay. Oh, you saw it.
Pearly, when I had the whole show dedicated to him, he called management within the first 2.5 minutes. Then his lawyer called at the halfway point. Then he called back again. The only reason I stopped, Lord bless her soul, his sweet mummy called in. And she was such a nice lady, I didn't want to throw him under the bus no more. But that's why I stopped.
Ah, Lord.
Pearly, I can send you the picture just as a refresher.
And Pearly, I can give you that snippet on Thursday and to play for knowledge, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Take care, my brother. Go on, you poster child for brunt sexuality. Talking Heads. Let's get to the next one. We got to make it quick. Talking Heads. All right. Hey, what's going on, Skilla? Skilla, you got to hit me tomorrow because I'm hard on the break right now. You got a minute and a half.
There, man. I just want to talk with the beast, man, the Bohemian beast.
Go, you got a minute and a half. Go.
Okay, I can wait for that.
Go.
Listen, Naughty, did you know what she did?
She won the MVP. She dominated.
No,
she played well.
I'm talking about the MVP.
What you talking?
History.
I got to school you again. Okay, go
history.
Ahead. No, go ahead. You mean first
history.
Woman to ever do it.
Okay, that's Liberty's first win.
Correct.
When the league start. When the
correct.
League start.
About 20, 30 years ago.
Okay. First win. Now watch this. A Bohemian beast. First MVP in the first championship. Liberty Hut.
And was a former league MVP too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I know she was a former
with the Connecticut
MVP,
Sun.
I talk about her. She's a championship MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, we got a beast. Now watch what she said she want to do. She said she want to bring the whole of the Liberty staff. She didn't say the team, the staff, all of the staff and all, right? And I just hope Saxon, One Family, and the Wally boys, them, they be ready for
it
when they come in.
All right, call me tomorrow, Skiller. We got to get out of here, but good stuff, man. Pearly, now you know, real quick, I got to get this in. It's still going on with the Island game, the NFL takedown. You still got $3,000 up for grabs this month, $5,000 up for grabs next month. December, all expense paid trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Pearly, I got to ask you one question. Who you like in the World Series and how many games?
I like the Dodgers in 6.
I like the Yankees in 7 just for the drama and to see you cry more at the end when they win. Play the parlay, play the run line, play the money line, play the over and under. And in game betting all along with the Island game, and they always remind you to play responsibly.
And before I go, it's a great day to see that Alabama is now number 15 in the nation. Crazy, there is a.
And
real
where are them Hurricanes, baby? Where are them UM Hurricanes?
They should have been a little higher than 6, but that's fine.
But we'll take it. We'll take it. Anyway, good stuff. Colin Cowherd taking us home. Is it the Chiefs in the AFC? Detroit Lions in the NFC as the two favorites for the Super Bowl. He's breaking it down on the final 10. Keep it right where you got it. It's coming up right after this.
Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We've
paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I shine the world.
And now 0-5 against Andy Reid. It's official. Number one, Kansas City's the best team in the league. Maybe by a lot. Number two, they're easily the most resourceful team in the league. Everybody has injuries. Doesn't affect them at all. And number three, Andy Reid is separated from even the other good coaches. Kyle Shanahan's special teams, annual embarrassment. Kyle Shanahan's red zone offense, totally dependent, it appears, on Christian McCaffrey. Shanahan's a very average situation. He doesn't have the adaptability, the ingenuity of Andy Reid. Kyle Shanahan has a very good system that's excellent with Christian McCaffrey. You take out that player, a running back, and even when their backup running back is good, it's not the same team. Andy Reid, hey, let's put Carson Wentz in the backfield with Mahomes. That'll get him. Again, both teams were missing a star running back. Both teams were missing a collection of receivers. Neither quarterback played their best game ever. Offensive lines for both Kansas City and 49ers, okay. But in every single high-leverage situation, Mahomes in Kansas City up here, Purdy, Shanahan down there. Now, you could say to yourself, Colin, that, come on, don't be naive. This is all Mahomes. Okay, let's say it is. That's even worse news for San Francisco. You going to give the bag to Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy, let's please contextualize, good quarterback. But when he's missing pieces, the red zone offense, meh. You know, his two big completions, both underthrown. Thankfully, Tom Brady called it out. This is what I've consistently said about Brock Purdy. He's a good quarterback with nice mobility. But he was just 8 for 18, missing Debo, Ayuk maybe gone now. 8 for 18 on throws, just 5 yards downfield with 3 picks. That's what he was. Yes, he was missing Debo. And Mahomes has been missing Rashee Rice. Well, Ayuk, yes, Ayuk dropped a ball and then left later. Look at what Kansas City's been doing for 3 years at wide receiver. Ham and egging it. Just trying to find anybody. Juju Smith, have him, lose him. Bring him back, gets hurt. That's the story of the Chiefs for 3 years. Just trying to make it work. Bondo, Band-Aid, works. So I think Brock Purdy is overwhelmingly, although I think he's got some talent, he has been the beneficiary of a good coach with a great system and a collection of Hall of Fame level George Kittle, Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey. Take those out, and there's almost no extraordinary to Brock Purdy. Size, arm, movement, Yet in all those situations, when you remove all of those, Purdy and Mahomes are asked to do two different things. Purdy is asked in San Francisco, don't screw up. Here's the keys to the Mercedes. Don't screw up. That's what he's asked to do. Purdy is 6-8 in games in which he's just had one turnover. Mahomes is asked to carry a franchise, get rid of Tyreek Hill, move off great players, average offensive tackles. Can you be magical when we don't have all the resources we had to start the year, start the dynasty, or start the game? These are two different asks. One is the best quarterback on the planet, regardless of who's around him. One does a good job when everything's in place. And that's what I've said about this. Just contextualize. You give most quarterbacks in this league time to throw, number one receiver, excellent offensive line. They're going to look good. What Mahomes did yesterday on a game in which he didn't play that well, yesterday was a referendum on head coaching at the highest level, quarterbacking at the highest level, Mahomes and Purdy. I mean, you may not want to hear this, but I mean, even on that bruising touchdown run, it's just Mahomes off script, on script. It doesn't matter. He always makes the play. I've just watched this matchup too many times, and I keep seeing the same exact thing every time. Mahomes is magical in crisis. Purdy needs everything to be in place. Shanahan has a really good system. Their special teams are annually cringy. And Kansas City's more resourceful. Both these teams were missing all sorts of players. One kind of capsized, the other elevated. And that's what I've watched now five straight times. All right, let's talk about the second best team in the league. And I think it's pretty substantial and clear. It's Detroit. That was not an easy game at Minnesota. Minnesota has engulfed good teams. And the Lions may never get their defense right. They've been trying for years. The minute they get it right, that horrible injury to Aiden Hutchinson. Right? But quarterback, O-line, run game, clever offensive coordinator, power, finesse, culture to that offense. I mean, Jared Goff essentially looks like he's playing catch with his friends. In his last three games, Jared Goff's completing 85% of his throws with 153 passer rating. It is a video game. And remember, Minnesota's defense, especially at home with that crowd noise, is ferocious, is outstanding. He had three incompletions against them. C.J. Stroud, Brock Purdy, I've never seen anything like this defense. I was seeing ghosts. Jared Goff's playing catch. It almost feels like as we head into week eight, Chiefs, Lions, Super Bowl, it's kind of starting to feel inevitable. You don't have to reach for the narrative or grasp for a story. I mean, Detroit's offense in an offensive league. And here's what I also love is that there's this collective chip on the shoulder with Detroit. I mean, Goff was cast off in L.A. Get out of here. And then Dan Campbell has been mocked. And the city of Detroit for years has been a punchline. And Detroit has taken that and built this muscle car from different parts. It's got Mad Max feel to it. And they are head coach, GM, offensive line, tackles, everything. They are a kneecap biting monster. They are just the team. And Minnesota's really good. Minnesota's got a brilliant defensive coordinator. Jared Goff had three incompletions. So, I mean, and what I loved about this game for Detroit, Detroit trailed, on the road, and then Detroit led, and then they trailed again, and then they came back, and then they had to hold off a more than capable Sam Darnold Viking offense. It's the kind of game you see in January and February. All these routes are fun, but what you watch with Detroit and Minnesota, championship, and you're on the road, and you trail early, and the crowd is humming, and you can't hear, and you just start running the football, and you take a lead, then you fall behind, and then you rally and take the lead again and hold on. That looked like a playoff game. I feel like with Detroit, I'm watching this sort of adolescent boy, and every couple months his voice gets deeper. He's got more confidence. few pimples, you know, but then he walks out one morning and mom looks up and he's 6'5", 245 and has a D1 scholarship offer to Ohio State or Michigan. It just, they just looked the part. Power, finesse, run game, effortless completions, win leading, come back when trailing. I don't see anything about Detroit I don't like. I've just seen it for years from Kansas City. I've never seen it before from Detroit. This year was going to be an interesting year for the Lions. Instead of hunting, they were the hunted. They're fine. They're fine being the hunted. That was something else. That was, sometimes you get these in the regular season. You'll see it in the NBA. You'll get that handful of games. You're like, oh, that's a playoff game. That's a conference final. That felt like an NFC conference championship game. And Detroit goes into Minnesota with a defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, who had flummoxed everybody. Off drive, after drive, clever, smart, physical, power. That was something. Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. Subscribe here to get the latest from the herd, including exclusive behind-the-scenes videos and more, wherever you may be, however you may be watching. Thanks again for making us part of your day.